This is The Informer, Joy 94.9's nightly news and current affairs program, and your link to the stories that matter.
We often look at drag as just a form of entertainment that happens as part of our culture and nightlife. But for many people, cross-dressing means something more and can help them accept who they truly are. For performer Madeline McKenzie, drag did just that. Starting off as a performance expression, she realised that the character on stage was who she truly was and accepted she was a transgender woman. This weekend, Madeline stepped back into the spotlight and returned to performing to her community, but as herself, and shares her experience with us on The Informer.
It's like a butterfly, you know? When the time is right and she's ready to come out, she'll come out. And it was just the perfect time for me, so I was ready.
I am what I am. I am my own special creation.
When Madeline McKenzie started performing in drag years ago, it was a space to be someone different, to stand in the spotlight and be a character and escape who she was.
I think it was international at that time, but it was for the Miss Gay Australia pageant. That was exhausting, but a lot of fun. But yeah, express who you are, but in a different form. And show that sort of creative flair that I have within myself that's also quite humorous as well. And it's a bit of a stick to it.
Pretty soon she started performing her drag character all over the place.
For their community in their hometowns, like Geelong. This is like, you know, Geelong, Ballarat, Bendigo, oh gosh, East Gippsland in Traralgon, Morwell. It was fun. Just being able to, like, even though like we're all going through our own thing, but for everyone to like come together for that one night and just have fun, it was awesome.
But then Madeline realised that the real character she was putting on wasn't the character that was standing in the spotlight, but the one that was in the shadows. And as a transgender woman, she was actually exploring who she really was in a safe and inclusive space.
Makeup and even big everything, but as I, you know, as we go through, you know, the formation of who we are as characters in drag, my character became less and less over the top and more softer and more subtle, and I became more comfortable with who I was and my character, and it became like The whole, oh yes, queen girl. I was just like, you know what? Towards the end, I was like, I was just being myself, and I was more comfortable, and I just didn't want to take it off. But as soon as I took it off, I could still see that character, I could still see that person, but in a different, it was like a different shape.
My world, and it's not a place I have to hide in.
To be able to just be myself and not care, but towards the end of it all, it was just like, you know what, I'm exhausted. I'm tired of pretending to be someone else that I'm not. And when I was doing drag, I was able to just let everything go and let my hair down and just be me. I mean, yes, it's the whole, you know, the queenie side of it all, but towards the end of it, when I said, all right, drag's not for me, but doing that, and that side of it, in some sense, it is to me, because I didn't want to take it off, but I felt comfortable. Like, I don't know, it's hard to explain, but I'm happy.
I am what I am.
Realizing, you know, I had to learn to accept who I was. I had to, and I think the whole process of this transition of mine was learning for me, and it's still, I have to pound it in my head every day and say to myself, you know, learning to love myself was literally the hardest thing. The whole thing about this transition has been, I mean, I wasn't even ready for it, was the mental side of it all. Like, I'm very mentally stubborn and I'm strong and I've got thick skin, but it's like every day is a challenge, every single day. So I'm just like, you know what? I'm an impatient person at times, so I'm just like, all right, well, look, I can't rush my transition because I want to look as natural and soft and feminine and untouched as possible, but still be passable at the same time. And I'm glad I didn't rush anything because it worked out for me in the end.
This past weekend, Madeline came down from Adelaide to perform in Cancer is a Drag, the fundraiser. Now an annual event, where a massive night at the Pride of Our Footscray, seeing a huge amount of talent perform, donating their time and craft to help raise much-needed money to support cancer research. But this time, Madeline wasn't performing in drag, but performing as herself, stepping back into the spotlight for the first time in 5 years.
Present myself in a way to my friends and to, well, with the costume, with the timing, and just, it's basically my story of who I was, being that scene queen who thought they were all fierce and everything and bitchy, and just coming from that scene to going away and going through my transition into basically being a grown-ass person, like into something so much more beautiful. That scene that just shines with like so much light and energy, and it's just, I just had to figure out how I was gonna show that, you know, show who I was as a person, as an artist, after, especially, you know, doing Miss Transsexual Australia International 2018, I really stepped it up for myself. I really made a name for myself and impressed not only myself, but left a memorable impression with the girls about, you know, what I did for the competition. So doing the, it's like everything seemed to happen for a reason during this transition, and the pageant came along. I did that, and I was like, okay, well, I've really raised the bar with my standards for myself. So now Cancer is Drag came along, and I went, this is perfect. Why not? I love Melbourne. Melbourne's my home. Yes, I live in Adelaide, but I love flying on a plane. Besides, it's only an hour and a snack and a drink and a blink of eyes, and you're there.
Cancer is a Drag raised $5,000 and was a huge success.
It's ridiculous. It went down the street and around the corner, and they were having to actually knock people back because they were at full capacity. So next year they're going to do a bigger venue.
For Madeline, Cancer is a Drag was a chance to celebrate who she was today and bring a new dimension to what it means for her to perform for her community. She was very proud to be able to stand up and be herself. Madeline encourages everyone to reach out for support and find the community who accept you for who you are.
I've lost some friends this year, and it's hard. It's hard when you can be so isolated for so long and think that's okay when it's not. So my advice to anyone who's going through anything is, even if it's someone you don't know, talk to someone, because there's always going to be someone there that can help you, give you advice, or at least point you in the direction of, you know, so you can get some help.
That was Dean Arcuri with Madeline McKenzie after the Cancer is a Drag fundraiser this weekend.
This is The Informer on Joy 94.9.